On a rare sunny spring day in April, over 30 Vermont farmers and food producers from across Vermont made the journey to Montpelier to exhibit their food products under a large tent on the State House lawn. The event, called the GE Free Food Festival, a farm-to-table food fair, was organized by farmers and citizens opposed to genetic engineering who have met over the past 2 months at a farmhouse in Randolph. We want to establish and open up a space for dialogue between Vermont farmers and their legislators, said Rebecca Beidler, a farmer and organizer of the event. Most of us are so busy on our farms that we don't have the time to meet with our representatives. This issue is important enough that over 50 farms have donated time or food to make this event a success, she added. Many farmers, unable to attend, dropped off food at various pickup points around the state, which was delivered to the New England Culinary Institute, or NECI. NECI created an extensive buffet of dishes for legislators to sample. Jim Moulton, MC and member of the Genetic Engineering Action Group, or GEAG, out of Brattleboro, talked about the obstacles organic farmers face in their struggle against corporate GMOs.
Why we're here, in my mind, is to demonstrate again to our legislators that this sector of Vermont's agricultural economy is important. All of the food that is under this tent is under threat by the biotech industry. And it is no stretch to say that the biotech industry has an avowed mission to destroy this sector of the economy. They said it, I believe it. It's our job to educate our legislators that that is one of their missions. And it's our mission, if we care about this sector of our economy, and even the non-GMO producers among us, to make an effort. Please talk to your legislators, and I invite you to step inside the halls today, find your representative or senator, and invite them down for some wonderful food. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. We have various means to get in touch with them, but the best thing that you can do is be a constituent.
Following Jim's opening remarks, a colorful procession led by the goddess Ceres, bedecked in white, and others with vines, sashes, fruity headdresses, and children clanging cowbells, processed to the State House. Once inside, they invited legislators to join the food fair through a song written especially for the occasion. Approximately 50 legislators joined the assembled farmers, activists, and citizens out in the State House lawn. Many took the opportunity to buttonhole representatives and senators. State Senator White, a champion of this cause, here comments on the success of the seed labeling law, which has now been passed by both the House and Senate, and is on its way to the governor's desk.
And it probably won't even get to his desk until Tuesday or Wednesday. So it'll be sometime the week after that. He either has to sign it, and he's going to try to delay it coming to his desk for as long as possible because he wants us to pass the large farm.
This bill was passed, in part, due to the efforts of Vermont Gene, GE Free Vermont, their partners, and concerned citizens who barraged both the Senate and House with phone calls.
And they asked us to stop doing that. Like, you don't have to make so many calls. We know. And really, truly, it's because of the calls, I think, that some things happen. I think that's democracy.
Yeah.
You do have some power. You can bug the hell out of people.
Uh-huh.
On a lighter note, also present was a large, green-headed rabbit, a genetically engineered, or GE, bunny.
And why are you the genie bunny?
Well, you see, an artist and a scientist got together and decided it would be really fun to have a glow-in-the-dark white bunny, an albino bunny. So I used to be an albino bunny,
okay.
But they stuck jellyfish genes inside of me, and now I glow in the dark.
Okay.
And it won't stop.
With With at least 300 people in attendance, a line for the delicious buffet of Necky-prepared GE-free foods that often stretched outside the tent, and entertainment from Dave Keller, David Budbill, and Owen and Ellie Marshall heard in the background, this farm-to-table food fair was deemed an incredible success. Reporting from Montpelier, Vermont, this is Melissa Moon with The Quilting Hour on WGDR Plainfield.